USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month. Harini Logan from San Antonio, Texas, won the 2022 Scripps National Spelling Bee Thursday night, becoming the first-ever contestant to win a tiebreaker. The 14-year-old spelled 21 words correctly during a 90-second spell-off round. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
The Biden administration is being scrutinized for allowing the baby formula shortage to go on this long without any positive results.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. That includes policies when it comes to facility inspections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A deranged gunman with a rifle and a handgun who killed four people at an Oklahoma medical building targeted a doctor who previously operated on him. The gunman, identified as 45-year-old Michael Lewis, called the doctor several times after the surgery to complain of pain and sought additional treatment. NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And you better brace yourself.
Inflation and financial expert Steve Forbes on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
Point out there are two kinds of inflation. Monetary, that comes when the Fed prints too much money. And non-monetary, when you get a situation like you shut down economies, disrupt supply chains, create shortages, and the prices go up. The Biden administration is doing that now, as you know, in a number of areas, including energy. If the Biden administration just would back off and the Federal Reserve would just keep the dollar stable, as the Federal Reserve believes the only way they can fight inflation is by slowing the economy down and perhaps having a recession. So when Joe Biden talks about transition, that's code for get ready for hard times.
Don't forget to stargaze this weekend. You will see the start of a rare five-planet alignment in the night sky. The five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will align in planetary order. The last time this happened was December of 2004. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.